This is your host, Michelle, and you're listening to Old TV with a New Twist. Let's see what classic television show we're watching and talking about this week.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 28 of Old TV with a New Twist. Today, we're going to continue on going down our list of requested shows from our listeners. Today, we're going to talk about the 1970s sitcom All in the Family that was requested by our listener, Karen. And joining me today is my co-host, who is back for her seventh time co-hosting. And boy, did she get a doozy. My daughter, Eden, is here. Would you say you got a doozy? Eden, welcome.
Hello. Yeah, I definitely would say I got a doozy for sure. Mm-hmm.
Were you kind of expecting what you got? Did you know what was coming?
Yeah, so absolutely. When you told me it was All in the Family, I was like, oh, goodness. I mean, I've never seen it, but I've heard about what kind of show it was and what kind of jokes they made. And I've always heard, of course, they could never get away with that in today's times. So I kind of knew what to expect, but you don't. You do and you don't. Because I've only lived in the time I've lived in, I just can't ever picture this being on TV.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Quite a doozy. Yeah, I mean, it was funny. It was so funny, but
yeah,
it was something.
So, well, I don't know if you already gave it to me, but before we go into any episode specifics, overall opinion of the show.
Yeah, opinion of the show so far, super entertaining. I mean, I really liked it. It was funny. I think they cover serious topics. And it's not necessarily one-sided. As we get more into characters, you're going to see the two sides conflicting.
Exactly, sure.
So it's not, I was kind of just envisioning it as like this very one-sided racist thing.
Right.
But there are both sides.
Exactly.
Presented, which I thought was not what I expected.
And the main thing is people say, well, God, how could they get, they couldn't get away with this today. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it does present a balanced side. There's two sides. Mm-hmm. There's Archie and there's Meathead.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get both sides.
Right.
So we just listened to the iconic theme song, which I find I say every time I do a podcast. Is every theme song iconic?
I wrote that in my notes. Of course, iconic. I think every theme song is iconic.
Had you ever heard that song?
Of course. Knew every word.
How?
I don't know. I don't listen to it.
And that's not a show I watch. It's not a Petticoat Junction Eight is Enough or something. Like, you didn't grow up hearing that. So
no.
How did you know that?
I have no idea.
She literally, when we were listening to the intro, the song, she holds up a piece of paper. She's got the lyrics all typed out on a piece of paper.
Well, you see.
What's that about?
We started, as the episode started, I started with my regular notebook that I take notes in, and I knew that this was going to be a problematic show. I knew that there was going to be a lot of things to talk about. I wasn't expecting it right out the gate, right with the theme song. So I was like, I got to print out these words, because sometimes with their accents, it's a little hard to hear what they're saying. So I printed out the words, and a couple of highlighted points were, didn't need no welfare state. Everybody pulled his weight, which I was like, okay, wow. We're really just going in the theme song.
Right.
It's like a nice little piano tune, and here we go.
We're not sliding gently into this.
No.
We're right in.
Well, and I like that, because they're telling you in the opener, this is what kind of show you're getting. You're getting political.
Yeah.
You're getting race. You're getting everything.
Yeah.
The next line I highlighted was, and you knew who you were then. Girls were girls and men were men.
Ooh.
So I was like, all right, we're gonna touch on some of that. We're gonna get a little bit of that. Freaks were in a circus tent, he said. I was like, dear goodness. I don't know what freaks he was referring to, but I'm sure we're gonna get into it. And then the very last line, I don't know just what went wrong. Those were the days.
Yep.
So it's very clear where he stands and that he's not interested in this current.
If Archie Bunker were alive today.
Oh, gosh.
You know what's weird? Dad and I were watching this last night, and we were remembering the days when it was on and everything. And he's like, my dad loved Archie Bunker. I'm like, yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. The men of the time just thought Archie was great.
Yeah.
But anyway, so before we get into it, the show statistics, it ran for 9 seasons from 1971 to 1979. Mm-hmm. I was 9 years old when it started. So Chances are I didn't know what any of that meant, really,
right,
you know, at the time. 208 episodes and spinoffs. There were many.
Oh, really?
The Jeffersons in 1975. Maude in 1972, Archie Bunker's Place in 1979, Good Times in 1974, Checking In 1981, Gloria in 1982, and in 1994, 704 Hauser, which was their address in Queens. Oh. I don't know what that was in 1994, and I'm realizing I should have put those in order by the year. Because Maude was the first, which was Edith's cousin, Maude, B. Arthur, who went on to do the Golden Girls.
I was about to say, it was a lady from the Golden Girls, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
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 Stop.
B. Okay, Arthur. Stop. B. Arthur was in the Golden Girls. And then they had Good Times, which was a spinoff because Florida was their maid. And then they get a spinoff with her family. And then Checking In was a spinoff of the spinoff. It was a spinoff of Good Times. So
what was, you said, what was the other one you said? The Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons.
How was that a spinoff?
That's their neighbors.
Oh.
And then they had their own show, The Jeffersons, that ran, I think, longer than All in the Family ran.
Definitely I'm familiar with The Jeffersons. Yeah. I didn't know that was their neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're obviously not in the pilot episode.
Lionel is their son.
Oh, that's the Jefferson's
son.
That's
Lionel Jefferson.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, no.
And then Archie Bunker's Place in 1979, that when this show folded, that went on. Edith died. Mm. Archie went on to have a bar or something, and it kind of went on. And then Gloria had her own show, The Daughter, in 1982. I don't think that lasted long.
So, Gloria's The Daughter, yeah.
It says the only show that had more spinoffs than this one was Happy Days.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, which I didn't even realize Happy Days had that many.
Hmm. I did, after I finished the episode, I Googled the finale episode.
Yeah.
And watched a little bit.
Oh. Is that when Edith died?
I don't know if she dies in the finale.
No, she does. I don't think she dies in the finale. But anyway, so we watched the pilot episode titled Meet the Bunkers, which aired January 12th, 1971.
Gotcha.
And as we said, nothing's ambiguous at all about what you're going to see.
Nope.
From the very beginning.
Nope, not even a little bit.
The characters live in Queens, New York. It's the Bunker family, Archie Bunker and his wife, Edith, their daughter, Gloria, and her husband, Mike Stivic, also known as
Meathead.
Yes.
And a few other things, I think, in this episode.
And the daughter and the husband are living with her parents while he goes to college.
Yep. And we learned very quickly that it is not a happy home.
No. Archie and Mike do not get along at all.
No.
The very first thing I noticed was how short Gloria's skirt was.
Very short.
Unbelievably short.
I thought it was very 70s appropriate. I mean, I feel like everything was short in the 70s.
Well, I was trying. The style of the skirt, I remembered. The buttons down the front and whatnot, I remember all that. But I was trying to think if I ever wore anything that short.
It
was,
oh, I'm sure.
You think I?
Oh, I'm sure. In the 70s?
You think I wore something that short?
In the 70s? Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. By the time I was a teenager, the hemlines had fallen a little bit. So I don't think I wore anything that short. My mother wouldn't have let me out the house.
I don't know. I think I could find some pictures.
Okay. Well, we'll see. All right. So Eden, you want to take us into the episode?
Yeah. So the scene opens up. Typically when I do this podcast with you, I go scene by scene, but it's just one big scene in this episode. I usually say like scene one, they're setting the table. scene two, they're in the park or whatever.
Yeah.
This show, this episode only takes place in their home, pretty much at the dinner table in the living room. That's it.
Right. On one morning.
Yep. One day. It's Sunday morning, the Sabbath, as Edith tells us. But yeah, Gloria is setting up an anniversary brunch. It is Archie and Edith's 22nd anniversary, and she's setting up a brunch. She's purchased a gift for Edith from Archie, a card, flowers.
Yes.
All the things. She's got it all set up to make her happy because she knows Archie will not do it. Gloria and Mike are kind of setting up. We very quickly learn that Mike is a liberal.
Yeah.
In the 70s. I was wondering if liberal in the 70s was the same thing it means now. But it does. The further I watched it, I realized it does.
I mean, you can see it and see we still have all those same ideas and things today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It wasn't the same. It wasn't as out there, I don't think. Maybe, like I'm saying, right. I was 9 years old. Maybe I just didn't see it. Mm-hmm. But
Gino and I said the same thing because I called him in as I was watching it. I was like, watch this scene. And we'll get to the scene in a little bit. But okay. I said, my mom always says, oh, the world's crazy right now. The world's crazy. Everybody's going crazy. I'm like, they are fighting over the same things we're fighting over now. The same exact things. It's just that in 1971, you didn't have Facebook and Instagram and the news on your phone and YouTube. Yeah. And the news came on once a day or twice a day, whatever it came on your TVs. It's just in your face now. It's everywhere. But it really reminded me that like the issues of the 70s are pretty much the issues of today, which is crazy. It hasn't really, I mean, it's improved a bunch in the fact that you can't say this stuff on TV now, I would say.
Right.
You can't be as rude
yeah,
on television about these things, but things really haven't changed that much.
Probably not. And, you know, that surprised me. I was surprised because while they're doing all that preparing, Lionel Jefferson mm-hmm. from next door is upstairs fixing Archie's television set. Mm-hmm. And he comes down. And did you note how he greeted Michael? He said, hey, Michael, how's everything with you angry white social Democrats?
Yep. I put that quote in my notes.
I'm like, whoa.
I was like, wow. I mean, that's to me, that's how people would describe people now. Like it just, yeah, but nothing
would you
seems different.
Greet someone like, hey, you white social Democrat.
Well, I think he does because he knows he's on his side. In terms of political issues.
Yeah.
I think
maybe.
I don't think he would say, like to Archie, he doesn't go up and say, hey, you're racist, Republican, whatever. Like, because he knows that Mike's on his side and they have a joking relationship.
But I just thought for the show they came out strong.
Guns a-blazing, for sure.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I have to write that quote down. That's really something.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about when Archie and Edith come in.
So they come in from church. They apparently only made it halfway through church. And immediately I just learned that Archie is just grumpy the whole time. It doesn't matter what's happening. He's mad about it. He's mad at the preacher. He's mad at Edith for making him go to church. He's just mad at everything. And but Edith is just
poor Edith.
Simple.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not, but she just is in La La Land, I guess. I don't know.
And what makes it worse is they walk in and Michael and Gloria she's got him
smooching.
She's straddling him and he's carrying her in a room and they all over each other. And Archie Bunker said, used to be that daylight hours was reserved for respectable things in life.
Yeah. Yes.
And I just love that. And I loved Michael sat down on a sofa and Archie went to tell him something. He says, in my day, get your feet off of that furniture.
Yes.
All in one sentence.
Yeah.
It was so funny. The delivery, I thought it was great.
He is hilarious in terms of acting.
Yeah.
He's very good at his delivery.
Archie Bunker?
Yes.
And you know what else?
What?
The man in life was a staunch liberal.
Was he?
The actor, Carol O'Connor, absolutely was a liberal.
How funny.
So that's,
I wonder if people,
what a great actor he was
at the time, think that he was this way. Did he catch a lot of flack for,
I think people might have thought that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not sure. You'd think it, right?
And right.
He's so good at it.
Yeah. He is very funny.
Archie.
I enjoyed him. Very grumpy. I think at one point he calls Edith in this first scene a pip. Can you tell me what a pip is? I Googled it.
I don't know.
And I didn't get much.
It got a lot of laughs, so it apparently was a dig of some sort.
In the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, you're a
real pip. I know. I even Googled it and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I Googled it and it meant like an extraordinary person, but that doesn't seem the context in which he was using it.
He wasn't paying her any kind of compliment.
Right. Yeah. It seems to be a compliment according to Google, but it did not seem.
You will find, and he does it right away here, that he uses words that he doesn't know what they mean, or he puts them where he shouldn't put them. And he does it a lot. I think he does it several times. Because the first thing when he says, in my day, we were able to keep certain things in the proper perspective.
Yeah.
He meant perspective. But he does that a lot.
Yeah.
And we'll point it out as we go. He said, the other day, I went in the bathroom. There was a guy with a ponytail. Mm-hmm. Like it was a big deal mm-hmm. to have a guy with a ponytail. And he said, I thought I was in the wrong toilet.
Yeah. It's definitely crazy to see his take on things. And you know, like you said, it's pretty similar to Papa, not in a malicious way, just that's the men of that time. That's how they thought. You should have been clean cut if you were a male. You need longer skirts on the females.
Yeah. He told his daughter to pull that skirt down.
Yeah.
But the sermon in church, Archie called socialist propaganda. So I don't know what the priest was saying. And we find out, of course, Mike and Gloria are atheists. They don't believe in God either.
Right.
So they're kind of toying on socialist here mm-hmm. Because Mike is in college learning to be a subversive.
A submarine.
So what are you thinking during all this?
So here's where this episode gets kind of hard to recap in regards to the way that we normally recap things. We usually go scene by scene. It usually follows a plot. You know, there's kind of an issue. A resolution. There really isn't any of that here.
You could honestly say this entire episode was one long conversation.
Yes, yeah. It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And it is a true introduction to the characters without any storyline, really. We see that Edith doesn't want anybody to argue. She just wants peace. Please stop arguing. You see that Archie is grumpy. You see that he is hard right. You see that Mike is hard left. You see that Gloria kind of just goes with whatever Mike says. She just is like, yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
He said, oh, that's gorgeous. Yeah, so we get a lot of information about the characters, but without much else, without much storyline. So I found it hard to recap.
It really, truly set up that this show was going to be just the conflict between the two sides mm-hmm. within a family show, because it was going to be family issues. I mean, but obviously this is the pilot. And I believe pilots go out there and they decide if they're going to get picked up by the network. So I think they like, let's throw it all at them. Let's let them see what this is really going to be about and see if they want it.
Yeah. I mean, they really didn't. They were talking about, like I said, truly issues of today, where he's saying you don't have the struggles a black man has to get a job. And he's like, I have it. Harder. I don't have people out there marching for me to get a job.
I don't have no million people marching and protesting to get me a job.
And then Edith comes in with the best line. No, his uncle got him that job. Because that's just funny. It's just true. Like,
yeah,
it's also funny. The whole conversation, the whole episode long, it was really remarkable how relatable it is to today. And I think people are less obvious about it than Archie is. It's definitely still out there. It's very strange.
Well, on the right, you have to be a little more silenced.
Well,
you kind of do.
Yeah.
But the only thing I noticed and I thought was today, there would have been more talk about the LGBTQ community. And they didn't say anything about that because that wasn't as big of an
issue
as it is now.
Except for the ponytail.
The only thing was the ponytail. Right. So, yeah, it's easy to do this episode because we don't need to break it down by scene. It was basically one big discussion. Archie insults blacks, Polish people, Jewish people, Mexican people,
everybody.
The priest.
He doesn't discriminate exclusively.
No. And he says now they're pinkos and atheists. And
what's a pinko?
A pinko, I think, is a communist.
There was a lot of terms like that I didn't.
Yeah.
They must have been very 70s.
That people don't use anymore.
Exactly.
It's very politically incorrect to use. And, yeah. But back then he did. Even then they didn't say it in shows. Just this show got away with it. The argument gets kind of hostile and heated.
And, it does. And it really does.
They're yelling at each other. And he's kind of looking at Edith like, help me out here. And she just says, I think we should just eat.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, will you stifle, you silly dingbat? And it's like, oh my God, the way he talked to his wife.
I wrote silly dingbat because, yeah, I mean, I feel like this was common of that time, though, that like the man was the man and the wife was a silly dingbat who stayed home and didn't work and didn't do anything. But yeah, he called her that twice.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no.
He called her a dingbat and his thing was to tell her to stifle.
Stifle.
Would you stifle, Edith? That was a big thing in the show. So I find I have thoughts about this. Let's just do general thoughts because that's basically the episode. I think Michael provokes him a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think he should have a lot more respect for Archie because he's living under Archie's roof and Archie is supporting him and his wife at this time. And I just think he should have a little more respect. Beliefs aside, number one, it's your father-in-law. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine Gino yelling at dad like that? Even if they had different political views or whatever.
No.
It's just disrespectful.
Yeah, it's just understood that you don't talk about it. If you know you disagree, you just don't talk about
it. Yeah, I just think Michael has his beliefs, but I believe he also is one of those people that is going to look for racism in places where it's not. And just look for something to protest about and be mad about because he's such a social justice warrior that you got to find it. If it's not there, I'm going to find it because I got to have something to talk about and yell about.
Right.
You know, so Michael needs to accept that Archie is of an older generation, a different generation that believed a different way.
I think that they were both a bit too much. I think Archie was over the top in his just grumpy angriness, just everything. He was a bit over the top in all aspects. And then Mike was the same way, where like he couldn't just write some things off as, okay, you're being old or old fashioned or whatever. But again, like not that that makes Archie right, that this is how he was raised and this is how things were. But again, like Mike knows that he's living with him and living off of his dime. He's got to kind of
a little
accept
bit
some of
at
it.
Least not provoke him a little bit, you
for
know?
Sure.
So let's get to Eden. Humor meter 1 to 10.
Oh, I thought it was very funny. I would say, I'd say like an 8.5.
Okay.
I definitely laughed out loud several times. And when I wasn't laughing outwardly at the jokes, I was just laughing in disbelief at how kind of similar it is to current life. Of course, you couldn't say these things. You couldn't have a TV show like this right now. But the issues at hand were very similar. And I was just like kind of laughing in disbelief.
And that shocked you.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You were just telling Dad because, y'all, I sent Eden the link to this show. And I said, Miss Karen suggested it. I said, and I need to kind of warn you a little bit. What did I exactly say?
You were just don't let the episode scare you off. We're not going to get into the nitty gritty of what political view is right or wrong.
Right.
We're going to review the episode. So don't let it scare you off the fact that they speak the way they do.
And you said, even though I kind of warned you about it, it was worse than you thought it was going to be.
It was. I knew what the show was about and I knew what it was like, but it's just different when you see it and hear it for yourself. It kind of still, even what is it, 50 years later?
Yeah, it's 50 years.
Packs that punch of like, oh my gosh, did you just say that?
Well, then watchability meter.
Oh, phenomenal. I mean, if this was a new show airing, I would want to watch it. It's hard to say I want to go back and watch all the episodes because I know that there's 9 years worth of episodes. So I'm probably not going to do that. But in 1971, I would assume it was very watchable. Well, and it had 9 seasons, so
it was enjoyable. I gave it a 9 on the humor meter, and on the watchability meter, I gave it a 9 also because I feel like it. If you put all the political stuff aside, it is a funny show, and the writing is funny, and the acting, the people are cast so well. Mm-hmm. The only one that's kind of is the daughter.
Watchability though, in terms of this, if I was rating it on this episode alone, I don't know if I would rate it as high as a 9 on watchability just because I did kind of get not bored, but I was just like, are we going to switch
enough.
A scene?
It's one note. It was very one note.
Mm-hmm. And I do understand that this was the introduction episode and this was we're trying to learn who all the characters are, which I think they did very well. But towards the end of the episode, I was like, okay, I get it. Like, you're a liberal, you're a racist, you don't like each other. That's what the show is going to be about. I wanted a little bit more of a storyline, but I also understand that, like, there will be. Just in this episode, they were introducing characters for sure.
For no other reason, though, that, I just want to see what they're going to say next and what they're going to do next.
That is very true. I mean,
because it's bold.
the man is out here saying black beauties and their systems are wired slower. I'm just like, what are they allowed to get away with? Apparently a ton.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Do you have a favorite character?
It's hard because I want to say Archie because he's funny and I don't.
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to say who you agree with, right, with their politics. Right. Just like the character, the funniest lines, the funniest just ways about him. It right. doesn't say anything about their beliefs.
I got the most laughs out of him because of his acting, his facial expressions, his delivery of things, just his attitude and his grumpiness was funny because you know it's a character. Now, would I think it was funny if he was my dad or would I think it was funny if he was my father-in-law? Not really. But it's funny because you know it's a show. Yeah. So he was my favorite in terms of like funny.
Entertainment.
Edith is probably my favorite if I had to know one of them in real life because she just seems sweet and wants everybody to get along and she's practicing using her new lace hankies because not everybody looks good using expensive things. Like she's just sweet.
Yeah. Archie is not a nice man.
No. No, I probably would yeah. not enjoy his presence in real life.
Exactly.
But as far as the show goes, he was my favorite in terms of I got a lot of laughs from him.
Yeah. Now, let me just tell you just a couple of Mom's Useless Trivia.
Love those.
This show was voted number 4 on TV Guide's 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time.
Wow.
Number 4. Yeah.
What came ahead of it?
I don't know. I didn't put that in my notes.
Well, what the heck?
I'm so sorry. Oh, well, wait a minute. I have it here. Here we go. I have all 4 of them. So All in the Family is the 4th most popular television show of all time. You wanted to know
the rest.
The 3 that were ahead of it.
Yeah, what 3 beat it?
Okay. All in the Family was 4. Number 3 was The Honeymooners. You know what that is?
I do.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
Oh, gosh. Ooh, I think I know what you're going to podcast about next.
You haven't done The Honeymooners yet?
No. Got to do it, though.
Okay, yeah.
Number 2. I Love Lucy.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And the number one most popular television sitcom of all time, or television show of all time.
Happy Days.
No.
Hmm.
It is also the goat of this podcast.
Seinfeld. Oh, really?
Yes. Number one. According to...
that's funny. I mean, I felt like we were going along the lines of older. I thought it was going to be an older show, but no, Seinfeld.
Well, actually, I think this study was done in 2009.
Okay. And what's this ranked on?
TV Guide. I guess it's by ratings. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So there you go. There's just
thank you very much for that information.
Now back to Mom's Useless Trivia. Archie and Edith's chairs that they're sitting in
mm-hmm.
are on display at the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it the same chairs for all 9 years?
Those chairs. Yeah.
Wow. Those
are iconic.
Iconic. Just like all the theme songs.
Number 3, Carol O'Connor was actually a liberal. The guy who played Archie. I told
you
that already.
So interesting.
Rob Reiner, who played Michael,
mm-hmm.
was very, very close to Carol O'Connor in real life and considered him a mentor and a father figure.
Wow.
They were very close.
That's so nice.
Rob Reiner's father is Carl Reiner, who invented like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Did he create Wizards of Waverly Place? Am I crazy?
He might have. He directed When Harry Met Sally. He was married to Penny Marshall, who was Laverne on Laverne and Shirley. Oh. They were married at the time of this show.
Is he dead?
No, he's still alive.
No, Rob Reiner. Yeah, he is the one. Yeah.
He's still a producer and director. He does a lot of that.
He is. So funny. Yeah. So I think he did Wizards of Waverly Place on Disney Channel.
The Meathead. Wow.
I'm fairly certain. Yeah. It's funny because I only recognize him as this.
Right.
I didn't know that they were the same person. And sorry, podcast listeners. I know you can't see, but if you Google Rob Reiner and look at him now, that's how I pictured
bald
him.
Bald old man.
Yeah.
And here's another thing, Mom's Useless Trivia. He was starting to bald in the first season and he's wearing a wig on top of his head.
I could absolutely tell that.
That you could tell that hair was
definitely
a little different, huh?
It was like, he's probably bald.
Yeah. My last piece of useless trivia, very useless. Notoriously, the first toilet flush in American primetime television was heard on this show.
Really?
Yes.
Like which season?
I don't know, but I just remember like, Archie's downstairs waiting for Edith and then the toilet flushes and she comes running down and that was like hysterical. That was a hilarious thing, a toilet flush.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What a simpler time.
Because it was a simpler time. They probably didn't sleep in the same bed. I don't remember, but
they
probably
did not.
So that's it. So Eden, do you have anything else to say about this show?
Let me check my notes. I don't think so. No, I mean, it was definitely a different review because it was just one long conversation. But a good show. A good show.
Okay.
I'd be curious to know how it was accepted. Was it controversial at the time?
It was.
It was.
Believe it or not.
It had to be.
When it first came out, I was reading about it, doing some research for this podcast, and they said that in the beginning, it really got some criticism and scathing reviews and everything. But obviously, it went on for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And from what I recall, Archie Bunker did not change.
Right.
And Michael didn't change. Mm-hmm. So they still had this going on. And whether or not they tempered it a little, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But no, it went on. But conversely, a show that I loved was called Bridget Loves Bernie. Mm-hmm. We're going to podcast about that. And it was a show, people out there that are my age will remember it. Meredith Baxter starred in it with David Burney. That's when they met, and then they married, and she became Meredith Baxter Burney. Mm-hmm. But she was Catholic and he was Jewish, mm-hmm. and they married each other. And that was so controversial that there were so many letters and so many complaints about whatever you call it.
Religious?
Inter-religious couple that they canceled the show. They couldn't take the heat. Huh. The network canceled the show. So how did this survive if
right.
people were too butthurt over a Catholic marrying a Jew?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know. But this was Norman Lear, and Norman Lear had a lot of power with the network at the time. So
interesting.
That could be why.
Hmm.
But okay.
All in all, a very interesting show.
Well, I'm glad. So you happy with that one? It's
I am, yeah. I thought it was a good one for sure. Yep.
Okay, good. Better than Mad About You?
Oh, my gosh. Don't even remind me. What a terrible show.
All right. Well, Eden's going out to dinner, so I'm going to let her go. We're not going to say goodbye. You know what we're going to say? Because we didn't mention it in a podcast. We got to say Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, everybody.
This is Michelle, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Old TV with a New Twist. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on your Apple Podcast app. And join our Facebook group, Old TV with a New Twist Podcast Group, and tell us what you'd like to hear us talk about, and we'll keep you informed of what's to come. We'll be back next month with a whole new episode of Old TV with a New Twist.